Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action, a show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. This airs every Monday at 9 a.m. It replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox, a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member. I'm your host for today's show, which focuses a great deal on a venerable servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. No, Archbishop Sheen is not on the radio with me today. With me instead is Monsignor Stanley Deptula. He is a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois, and the executive director of the Cause for Sainthood for Venerable Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And so we've been talking in the past three segments a lot about the Archbishop and what a remarkable life he led. And just something that, you know, we could only hope to emulate in such a small way. And we kind of ended with his death in 1979. And because at that time, he had just, I think, resigned as Archbishop of Rochester, or I think, because I think that was one of his last assignments. But the decision was made that he would be interred in New York. And then not too long after that, the process for canonization is opened in Peoria because he is a priest of the Diocese of Peoria. So, Monsignor Deptula, kind of explain a little bit of the timeline of what happened and how the process started.
Sure. And actually, I think a beautiful little a tidbit factoid about his death. You know, he often talked about how he wanted to die on a feast of Our Blessed Mother. Again, we talked about his incredible love of Mary. I think it's really beautiful that he dies in his apartment in New York at the entrance to his private chapel on December 9th, between those two great feasts of Our Blessed Mother, December 8th, Immaculate Conception, and December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's almost as if God were making a little window between those two great Marian feast days, or maybe someday a feast of Fulton Sheen. But we'll wait and see what happens with that. But so he dies on December 9th, 1979. His funeral goes, thousands of people attend his funeral, pray at his casket in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. And almost immediately, he is just recognized as one of those true heroes of the faith. Now, the Church, in her wisdom, always wants kind of cooling off period, you know, kind of whenever somebody dies, you know, whether it's grandma dies or Fulton Sheen dies, there's a sense of, this, you know, this person is a saint, is a hero, is a, let's let the emotions kind of calm down, let's discern the movement of the Holy Spirit. So by about 1999, so about 20 years later, the Holy Spirit, it doesn't cool off, it just gets hotter, his love of Fulton Sheen. And the Archbishop Sheen Foundation is established to begin that process for the canonization. And they talked to a couple different bishops around the country about sponsoring the process, because it is quite a commitment on behalf of a diocese to take on the whole work of promoting someone for sainthood. And so by 2002, we had a new bishop in Peoria, Bishop Daniel Jenke. They come to us from Notre Dame University, and almost as soon as he hits the ground in Peoria, he is energetic to open this cause. By the fall of 2002, the cause is officially opened, and then the fun begins of investigating Fulton Sheen's life and writings and interviewing people who knew him from around the world. It took several years just to get the investigation done. We go on from there to submit those investigation to Rome. He's declared a servant of God. And in the midst of kind of the historical research, we begin encouraging people to pray to Fulton Sheen for his intercession. You know, only God makes saints. And one of the signs that we ask from God, you know, is this person in heaven? Is this person worthy of veneration? We ask the Lord to work a miracle, to answer prayers through their intercession. So people around the world are praying for Fulton Sheen's intercession, and we receive in Peoria to this day what I call little miracles. Prayers answered, people converted to the faith or reverted to the faith through his intercession. We also begin to hear stories a really significant, you know, really potential miracles worked through Fulton Sheen. And then once we kind of hear of those reports, then we go back, and there's a whole, again, kind of canonical judicial court proceedings that the church takes on to discern, okay, what was this an unexplainable event that happened through God through the intercession of Fulton Sheen? And I got to tell you, Joanne, we have fully investigated three really remarkable miracles that we believe were attributed to Fulton Sheen.
Well, I think the one that got the most publicity was the Engstrom miracle, in that child had what they called a rare true knot in the umbilical cord. It was a planned home birth, and the doctors, I mean, they rushed to the hospital, the little boy, and the doctors were all ready to announce the time, the date of death. 61 minutes they worked on that child, and all of a sudden, the heart started beating like a normal newborn. They had told the parents at that time, you know, be prepared. He's going to be blind. He'll never walk. He'll talk. Never feed himself. Two bads. You know, so sad. And the mother in particular had a devotion to Archbishop Fulton Sheen and just prayed and prayed. And in fact, after he was born, they named him James Fulton Engstrom in honor. And I think that was the one that got the most publicity because it was so just jaw-dropping. And, of course, then later on, you know, as the Engstroms started to do publicity, they talked about how James Fulton liked chicken nuggets and Star Wars and riding his tricycle. Everything the doctors told him they'd never do.
I had the grace of knowing Bonnie when she was a college student in Central Illinois. And so I've kind of known the family for a while. And like you said, perfectly healthy pregnancy, perfectly normal birth, and then this incredible tragedy. And it, for those of you, maybe especially those mothers out there, kind of know what an Apgar score is.
Oh, yes.
The child was born with an Apgar of zero. Mm-hmm. And the baby was born dead. No sign of life. And they worked on him at home. They worked on him in the ambulance. They worked on him in Peoria. We have like one of the best children's hospitals in the Midwest. I mean, the best technology was being used. And just as you said, the doctors were about to make that horrible declaration that no parent ever wants to hear. And in that moment, the baby went from purple to pink and perfectly healthy. And one of the moms, one of Bonnie's first thoughts in that horrible moment was, Fulton Sheen, help us. Just this kind of vision of Fulton Sheen was witnessed amongst people that were there, and people gathered for holy hours and prayers. And as you said, every time that baby needed to cross a new threshold as a sign of health, there was Fulton Sheen. There was the intercession. And it, almost of a biblical level kind of miracle that we believe God worked the intercession of Fulton Sheen. And not just we believe it. You know, so then we sent all that documentation to the Vatican and a team of independent doctors, some of whom aren't even Catholic, who advised the Vatican, examined carefully all the medical records. And they said, nope, no medical explanation. This sounds miraculous. It goes to a board of theologians at the Vatican, whose job is to prove or disprove. Nope, unanimously. This is the. And then finally, there's a team of bishops and cardinals that advise the Holy Father. They're kind of that last word. And they review the whole case. No explanation. Then finally, Pope Francis himself signed off and declared God worked a miracle through the intercession of Fulton Sheen. So we have great confidence. The church has investigated, discerned God's will. Fulton Sheen answers prayers.
Amen to that. And now kind of, you know, that really everything kind of wrapped up in 2012 when the heroic virtue was acknowledged by the Vatican, and so Archbishop Sheen became Venerable Servant of God. Then in 2019, as I said earlier, Archbishop Sheen was interred in New York, and then he is brought home. I think his niece had a lot to do with making sure he was brought home and able to be interred in Peoria. And then that same year, 2019, the miracle was approved, specifically the Engstrom miracle. And then we all were ready for the beatification, and it kind of stopped.
Yep.
All the momentum
yep.
stopped, Monsignor Deptula. Could you kind of tell us where we're at now with the cause for canonization?
Sure. We're ready.
Okay.
Put it that way. As you said, the Pope has signed off on the miracle. We know there will be a beatification. We were, as you said, really within days ready to celebrate in Peoria. And we have to remember kind of the contemporary context we live in. Honestly, I myself don't know. People ask, you know, what happened? I don't know. We believe that kind of out of abundance of caution with some of the investigations that the secular government, the New York State's attorney was doing in the state of New York, that there are people in the church who just thought we needed to just slow down for a second. Let some of this other dust of some of the pain of the church of the past several decades just settle down a little bit. He will be blessed. We are confident. We know that.
I agree.
We just have to wait a little bit. And so, you know, like I said, only God makes saints, and in God's time. And I know, you know, we were rushing a little bit in Peoria to get that beatification in that December. You know what? When the time comes, Joanne, it's going to be a party. And I hope you and every one of your listeners can make the pilgrimage to Peoria, because life is worth living, and that's going to be a party worth celebrating.
Absolutely.
On the day that Fulton Sheen is declared blessed.
Now, Monsignor Deptula, in case listeners want to know a bit more, do you have like a website or social media presence that they could visit to learn a little bit more about Venerable Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen?
You know, actually, there's several resources I'd love to recommend. One, if they want to know more about that miracle, Bonnie Engstrom wrote, and it's a very easy, I read it in one night, a book, 61 minutes, I can't remember it now, but so there's a book by Bonnie Engstrom on the miracle, really worth reading. We have a video, a good introduction to Fulton Sheen. If you're not too familiar with Fulton Sheen, it's called The Servant of All. It's a biographical video. You can buy it through Ignatius Press. I think you can get it on Amazon and any of those kind of normal outlets as well. A good DVD, a good introduction to his life and legacy. And then our website, ArchbishopSheenCause.org, ArchbishopSheenCause.org, is just a great resource. We, about, you know, what you can come see in Peoria, you know, come visit the tomb. We have a fantastic museum, kind of the beginnings of a Sheen Trail. You can travel around central Illinois, spend a couple of days visiting his parents' tombs and his grandparents' tombs and the town where he grew up. So lots of resources to get to know him, travel around the Midwest, get to walk where he walked, pray where he prayed. And then so many books have been reprinted of his. I just really want to encourage people to get to know him, because through him, through the saints, we really get to know our Lord Jesus.
Amen to that. Well, listeners, that wraps up today's broadcast of Faith in Action. I want to thank my guest, Monsignor Stanley Deptula. He is a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois. He is also the executive director of the Cause for Sainthood for Venerable Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Lots of information on that. I want to remind you, Faith in Action is a show locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. And if you would like to listen to this program again, you can visit our website, Siouxland Catholic Radio, and that website is fhcradio.com. And remember, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.